I'm constantly impressed by how bad the data is in healthcare IT systems. We're seeing one of these again today, and these pop up all over the place. And you could kind of consider these to be metadata issues, but the reality is it's really data integrity issues. So there are some things that are kind of weird, like in-system clinics, which is now owned by, I think, Harris. And so it's a little bit older system, but again, that doesn't excuse this problem because this isn't like a technology issue. This would be something that would be obvious no matter when you built the system. There's no first build date. So there's only a last filing date. So you can't know when you first submitted the claim. You can only know if when you most recently submitted the claim. So if you submitted the claim, waited some number of months, worked the claim, fixed something, resubmitted it 90 days later, it looks like you only just submitted the claim, which would be really kind of confusing in a whole bunch of different ways. So, if you're trying to run accounts receivable and aging, you would have to do it off of data service because you can't really do it off the first submission date because there isn't any, it doesn't exist. But of course, if it took you 30 days to get the data or to enter it, submit it, whatever it might be, and there's a lot of scenarios in which that kind of thing happens, then it makes it look potentially way worse than it actually is, where you might have only submitted the claim a day ago, but the claim looks 31 days old. Now, this also impacts on workflow, on claims and accounts receivable teams, collectors who would work those claims. If they're prioritizing based off of data service, that's going to be a problem. If they're doing it off of last submit, okay, maybe they will prioritize and not work something just recent. However, again, you kind of want to know what's really old, what's been out there a long time. You need to track those things. And of course, if AR clock is constantly resetting for the purposes of benchmarking, it makes you look a lot better than you're actually performing. So if you keep resubmitting a claim over and over again, it looks like the claim is only 7 days old. Must be nice. So we thought maybe we just couldn't find that field in their system or in the reports because we're, digging around and there isn't good documentation in the reporting. But apparently there isn't one. We seem to have gotten confirmation that it doesn't exist. Now, another really weird thing, but I mean, actually, before I leave that, I mean, like, that's not a technology issue. That's not a new kind of fangled thing. I mean, like, pretty much as long as billing existed, you should probably know when you first submitted it and when you last submitted it, right? Some basic dates like date of service, check date, stuff like that, that has nothing to do with technology. So I really don't understand why that exists. And we see all kinds of weird things like this in all these different systems. So then we found another weird one, also related to clinics, same kind of thing, because when we're looking at last filing date or the, most recent billing date, the other date that's in there, amongst things like service date or date of service, and again, they use different words for the same field in different parts of the system, which again is a whole another separate problem. I mean, why they don't have a data dictionary and call the same field the same name everywhere. But let's come back to that another day. So when looking at those series of dates, there's a charge post date, which we would understand to be when you posted the charge, when you entered the charge. The problem is in clinics, that is very frequently after the last filing date. Let me let that sink in for a second. In other words, the claim got entered after it was submitted. I don't even know how that's possible, right? Now, even worse, it's oftentimes entered after it was paid. I mean, time travel again anywhere? I mean, like, this is just, I don't understand what people were thinking in building these systems. And then did nobody ever QA this? I mean, like, how long has the system been around? Like, forever. Somebody ought to have said, like, hey, something's really wrong. Our charge posting date is after the last filing date. A lot. That would seem like a problem, but nobody seems to have noticed. So I don't know. I mean, we find the like every single system has these idiosyncrasies where they're just a mess, just in different ways, all of them.